Hey guys, do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again? Hey guys, it's Sam, and welcome to The Hunger Games Saves the World. Unfortunately, Layla is getting her tonsils out, so she can't join us today in today's podcast. But anyways, as you might know, this is episode number 2 of this podcast. Alright, now with that being said, let's get right into it. Warning, spoiler alert. If you're watching this, I'm sure you've watched The Hunger Games and are familiar with the scene in the 74th Hunger Games where Katniss and Peeta are standing on top of the cornucopia with two handfuls of poisonous berries, because they were talking about who would have actually won, Katniss or Peeta, assuming that they wouldn't actually eat the poisonous berries themselves. First, we're starting with Katniss. The reason why Katniss would have actually won by herself is Katniss is great with the bow. At the beginning of the movie or the book, Katniss is actually hunting with her bow and she manages to actually shoot some stuff. And that's pretty impressive, so it's pretty obvious she's pretty good with the bow. Next, Katniss actually saved Peeta when she would have died. And that's just, like, it's just why Katniss would have won. She can save people. And, like, she's already actually, like, killed some people. So, I think it's pretty obvious that, like, Katniss could win by herself if she really wanted to. Next. Katniss is clever. Like, remember when everybody else was sleeping and Katniss wanted to kill some people, so she climbed up a tree and cut a beehive to fall on all the people's faces so she could kill off some people? And that's just really clever, and I probably could have done the same thing, or, like, at least I would have, if I wasn't so scared to actually kill some people. Next. Katniss could kill Peeta in a snap. Assuming they actually would have dueled instead of pretending to actually trying to eat the poisonous berries, Katniss, with one swish of a bow, she could have, like, just killed Peeta. And, like, it would just make more sense if Katniss would have won. Next, we're going on to Peeta. So, I really couldn't find any reason why Peeta would have won the Hunger Games flat out alone. So, right now, I'm going to tell you the reasons why Peeta couldn't win the Hunger Games alone and without Katniss. Number one, he doesn't have any hunting skill whatsoever. He spent his whole life making bread and not even hunting any animal. I'm sure his family has never even eaten a slice of ham. Or chicken, or turkey for that matter. So, I really don't think he could have killed anyone. I don't think he has any actual PvPing skills anyways, so. And next, he's too nice to kill anyone. I know that he's actually killed some people, but those were all just in self-defense and just an accident anyways. He didn't actually kill anyone on purpose, and I don't think he really wanted to kill anyone. He didn't want to go in the Hunger Games in the first place. Last but not least, he's scared of Katniss. I don't really know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure he is scared of Katniss. I mean, Peeta's a little bit scared of most people, and even though he's strong and looks really tough, he's kind of a scaredy cat. And I feel like he's just scared of Katniss. And if he wasn't falling in love with her, he would have just ran away from her and gotten killed by her or someone else. But that's just my opinion. But first, before we move on, it's time to take a break and hear a word from our sponsors. Coca-Cola. Cold, delicious, icy, perfect for a hot summer day. Not like you-know-who, a copyright of Coca-Cola. But you really shouldn't drink that. Just take a Coca-Cola. It's just better. Anyways, as always, I put a poll on my blog about who would have actually won the 74th Annual Hunger Games, Peeta or Katniss. And right now, normally I would ask Layla who she thinks would win. But since she isn't here, I'm asking you guys. So take a moment and think, who do you think would have won? All right, now, drumroll please. And the results were 27% Peeta and 73% Katniss. And these results really don't surprise me. I mean, like, it's kind of obvious. Well, those results were pretty obvious. But anyways, that's a wrap for episode number 2 of The Hunger Games Saves the World. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope you come back later and be sure to listen to episode number 1, even though it really has nothing to do with episode number 2, it would be much more appreciated if you read them in order. And by the way, it's about who is better for Katniss, Gale, or Peeta, and it's a really interesting podcast, so go watch it. You have nothing to lose. All right, and that's a wrap. Hope you come back for more debates of The Hunger Games at The Hunger Games Saves the World. Bye!